Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta, your host for this event, and I am so happy for all of you listeners because I know that you're here listening because you are open to the beauty and strength of empowerment and what it can do in your own life, and then how you can use that empowerment that you experience and take it out into the world and have it help and assist the people that you love and the people that you work with and the people that you touch just every day in your environment. These people, these women who I am interviewing are amazing. They're really just, they're ordinary women who are living in some extraordinary way in their life because they have found the power of empowerment. They are living their purpose, they are following their passion, and they are opening themselves up, sharing their stories for you so you can be assisted on your own life journey too. And I'm really happy today to be talking with Michelle Dillard. She is one of the co-authors in this new book, this anthology, Empower Your Life. And I really like her topic today, faith, rebirth, and forgiveness. And I'd love to start talking with Michelle, but first I'm going to read a brief introduction of her, and then we'll start hearing from her. Michelle Dillard is a certified professional and stress management coach passionate about helping her clients become the best version of themselves. She holds a master's degree in social work from Columbia University in New York and a master's degree in guidance and counseling from Long Island University, also in New York. In the past, she has worked with abused children, substance abusers, and parolees. Inspired by her own life experiences, she seeks to assist others suffering from poor self-esteem realize their inherent worth and value as human beings and make emotionally healthy choices in all areas of their lives. And Michelle, I'm happy to welcome you today to this interview. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Sue. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
I'm excited for you to be here today, too. And I do know a little bit about your journey. I would love if you would share with our listeners some of your journey and how it led you to where you are today.
Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to give all praise and glory to God because without him, I would not be here. I would not be able to be a part of this wonderful project. My journey is really about learning who I am in Christ and who he is in me. So it's basically about my salvation. And once I became saved, I became a child of God. So that defined who I really am. And part of that also is my faith and my trust in God that he will always love me no matter what. No matter if I'm good one day, I'm bad the next day, he's always going to love me. And so that's important to me because I have had some issues with my mother around my self-esteem and my self-image. She's my mother, I love her, but she had a way in which she would speak to me. She would say negative and derogatory things to me. And that really affected me throughout most of my life. So being a child of God has defined me and given me a different perception of who I am. And I know that I'm important. I know I have value and worth and I belong here. I have a purpose. I'm not here by accident. So at this point, I'm 56 years old now, and this journey that I've been on, I'm finally beginning to really love myself, love who I am, and feel good about myself. And that's all from, recognizing that I am God's child.
I love that because there are so many people, I think, that are listening to this, and I'm about the same age as you, Michelle, and I think, a lot of us start having some kind of awakening or an opening or finding our faith in our 50s or maybe in our 40s or maybe even in our 60s. And what do you think, that this is the perfect time for you or when do you think is the perfect time for people, say there are listeners on the phone and they're having a tough time with things like their mom, negative influence from a parent perhaps. When is the perfect time?
I think the perfect time is, I would say when you're in your late teens, when you're a teen, really the perfect time is, I would think, from the time that you're able to understand what is being said to you. Because words can hurt and they can cut very deep. And when you're a child and you're being told you're stupid, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you know, that plants seeds in your brain. And if it continues throughout your childhood and into your adolescence, it not only now you've planted the seed, but now it's starting to sprout. It's starting to grow. It's taking root in your brain. So I think, in childhood is when it's really important. But if that's not possible, you know, if you're someone like me who just now realized, you know, I'm this wonderful human being, then it's really whenever you can come to the realization of who you are. And I really think that because I'm a Christian, I believe in God, I love God, I believe that I'm at this point in my life for a reason. He had me go through this process, though it was difficult and it hurt, but he had me go through it for a reason. And it's to teach me and to show me, to really make me into a better human being. So I feel I would like to, if I could, grab all the young females and tell them, you know, you're worthy, you're important, but that's not possible. So it's whenever, really, I see it as whenever God deems it to be perfect for you, because it's different. It's different for everybody.
Yep, I think that's true. I think we're kind of just ready when we're ready, and that's
right.
How it works. All right, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Michelle, you know, I said I love the title of your interview: Faith, Rebirth, and Forgiveness. So why did you title the interview this, Faith, Rebirth, and Forgiveness, and why are these so important in helping others?
Well, I gave the interview this title because it's the process that I've been going through. My faith in God, knowing that he's the same today as he was yesterday, he will be the same tomorrow, he will be the same 50 years from now. That's important to me because it means that if there's no one else walking on this earth who loves me, he loves me. People change. People are fickle. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just how human beings are. And so someone can love you one day, someone can like you one day, and the next day they don't for whatever reason. But God isn't like that. He loves you. Even when you're not paying him any attention, he still loves you. And I know, you know, at the time in my life when I wasn't paying God any attention, he still loved me. I'm here because he wants me to be here. So my faith in him is based upon the fact that he doesn't change. He doesn't change. He never changes. He hasn't changed in the past 2,000 years, and he's not going to now. And the rebirth part is, you know, when I was baptized, the whole symbolism of being baptized is, you know, when you're submerged in the water, you die to your old self, and when you come up out of the water, you're reborn. So giving my life to Jesus, I was reborn, and in that part of that rebirth was realizing who I am. I'm this new creation. I'm still Michelle Dillard, but I'm a different Michelle Dillard. I'm someone who realizes my worth, who realizes, you know, how important I am to God, because I am his child. He is my creator. And the forgiveness is that's really, for me, it's still a part of being God's child. As God has forgiven me, I have to forgive others. And in dealing with my mother, he's teaching me and showing me that she is, you know, for all the stuff that she did to me, she is a wounded person herself. I can make the choice to hold on to the bitterness, or I can let it go and give it to him. And, you know, as human beings, when someone does something wrong to us, we sometimes feel they don't deserve forgiveness. And the forgiveness is not about that other person. It's about you. You have to let it go so you can heal and so you can move on, so you're not dragging this baggage behind you for the rest of your life and into every other relationship you get into. So I feel that I'm better able to forgive people now because I'm not chained to what they did to me. I'm not chained to what they said about me or how they hurt me. I'm free of that pain because I've given it to God. And because I know who I am and I know I'm his child, I can do that. And it's okay, and I can move forward. So it's important for people to know, you know, to kind of wrap their heads around that, because when you don't know who you are, you'll hold on to stuff because you feel it gives you power, and you don't need that power. The power you need is to release yourself from the bonds and the chains that you know, not forgiving someone can do.
I love that. You know, and forgiveness is totally a gift for that giver. Whoever gives that forgiveness, it is a gift for them and everybody else.
Yeah.
But really, mostly, that gift is for you. I love that.
Yes.
It's such an important message. You know, Michelle, you have such a passion for helping others around this issue of low self-esteem and also poor self-image. Why is that? Where did that come from?
That comes from just my upbringing. Just to go into it a little bit, my mother was she was in the habit for some reason of calling me stupid when I was a child, and it really did a lot of damage to me. It affected me in so many different ways in my life that it's just amazing how words can hurt and how they can damage you. And so I feel it is so very important when you know who you are, you realize your worth. And once you realize that, there are things that you won't do. You won't allow things to be done to you. You won't allow people to say certain things to you. You won't put yourself in certain situations. And that's what I did, because I didn't like me. There was a point in time where I really hated myself, and I tried to do harm to myself because of that, because I felt I wasn't, you know, whatever, big deal, nobody's going to miss me. That's how I really felt about me, because I didn't realize who I was, and I was listening to what my mother was telling me. And I put myself in so many bad situations, and I made so many bad decisions when I was in my 20s and 30s and really just up until recently. And once I, you know, when I got saved, I realized, you know, if Jesus went to the cross for me, if he allowed himself to be nailed to the cross for me, and even before he got to the cross, all the horrendous things that were done to him, he did that for me, I must be pretty special, you know? So, I mean, that's a love that there is no love that compares to that. You know, your parents may love you to death, but really, their love cannot compare to God's love. It is a love like no other. So when I realized that's who I am and that's how special I am to God, then I gotta start loving me. I gotta start seeing what he sees. And when I started seeing that, I was able to, you know, not accept certain things in my life, not accept certain people in my life. Actually, it was like I was cleaning a closet, you know. I'm getting rid of this, I'm getting rid of that, I'm not taking this, I'm not taking that anymore. And I just, you know, I have a passion for this also because I believe that if I could get to, if this is something that could be told to young females particularly, there would be so many, there are so many young females that need to hear this. There would be a lot less teen pregnancy. There would be a lot less drug abuse, a lot less sexual promiscuity. There would be a lot of things that wouldn't happen. Because when you don't know who you are, you don't care about yourself. You don't. And you'll just do whatever and worry about the consequences later, if you worry about them at all. So that's where my passion comes from.
I get that. And I can feel it from you too, Michelle. You know, you've gone through a lot of stuff in your life. Everybody has, but you've had a lot of adversity in your life. Would you share with us some of the personal roadblocks you've overcome?
I would have to say the self-esteem issue. That right there is it really affected a lot of areas of my life. For example, in the workplace. There were jobs that I should have applied for, that I was qualified for, sometimes overqualified for, and I just didn't. I didn't take the chance and apply because I felt I wasn't I felt I didn't have the ability to do the job, that I wasn't good enough. There were relationships that, you know, I got involved with the wrong kind of people, the wrong men, because I felt that's, you know, this is the best I can do, so I'm just going to settle for this. When really, you know, there was someone else that was better for me, but I let that go. Things in, you know, friendships that I could have developed, but I felt, well, I'm not the kind of friend this person would want. So that really, you know, the self-esteem issue, not feeling that I was good enough for anything or anybody, that was a big roadblock. And now I'm at a point in my life where I love me. I love who I am. I'm quirky. I'm eccentric. Some people think I'm weird, but that's who I am. I'm unique. Yeah, they do. And sometimes I'll say something. I'm one of these people, I'm like a trivia person, like I'll drop some knowledge on you from out of nowhere. And some people will say to me, Michelle, who knows that stuff? That's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Maybe it is, but that's me. And I'm learning to accept myself and really love who I am and not try to imitate anyone else. I don't feel jealous of anyone anymore because I'm happy with who I am.
I love it. You know, I want to sit here and say amen and preach. You know, like that's what it's about. I'm serious. You know, I really mean that. And, you know, as weirdos, we also have to stick together here because, you know, there's like a lot of freedom in allowing ourselves to be ourselves, you know, be weird if it's called weird, whatever it is. But to just be yourself, you know, and live into that. And that's where that self-esteem thing comes from, right? Is being comfortable being yourself. So I so appreciate that. That's great. You know, Michelle, I'm happy that you decided to share your story in this anthology book. Will you tell us and tell the readers, I call them readers because I know they're going to buy the book, but tell our listeners why you decided to be a part of this anthology?
Well, because I felt I had a story to share. I mean, we all have a story. Everyone has a story. And I felt this was something I needed to share. God actually, he put this on my heart because I remember when you came to me, I was like, no, I really don't have a story. And I was a little nervous about it. But, you know, God spoke to my heart and he told me that this is something that I need to get out because there are other people out there that are either going through this, have gone through it, or they know someone who's going through what I went through. And I know I'm not the only person walking the earth that has gone through what I've gone through. So I think that in sharing, it helps people to see that, you know, there's a light at the end of your tunnel. There's a light. You just need to push through. You need to just have it in your mind that you're going to make it. You're going to survive. And if you have God in the center of your life, then, you know, you're really going to make it. You're really going to make it. It doesn't mean your life is going to be perfect, but it means that you now have God in your corner, and he's there for you whenever. He's there all the time, always.
I love it. That's great, and that's a beautiful story to tell, and I'm so happy that you did share that story in this book. You know, Michelle, this has been great. I love everything you talked about in your story that I got to read, which I know our readers, our listeners will, you know, want to read. I also love what you talked about here today. Would you tell us, you know, something, if you want somebody that's listening right now to walk away with one thing, what would that be?
I guess it would be to know. And this sums it up for me, really. I guess it would be to know that God loves you, that he is your creator. I know there are some people that they don't believe in God, and maybe they have some questions about God. God is our creator. He loves you. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. No one is here by accident. You're important. You're worthy. You're valuable. You're beautiful. And once you realize that and you drink that in, you wrap your head around it, you digest it, then you will realize that I'll put it like this. The perception of yourself, the people around you, and the world that you live in will change, and it will change for the better. And you will no longer be a doormat for anyone. You will no longer have to walk around and doubt yourself. Because if no one else loves you on this earth, God loves you. And that's what I want the listeners to know.
I love it. Michelle, thank you so much. This has been great. And I know that there are people on this call right now that are going to want to hear more from you, learn more about you. How can they do that?
Oh, sure. My phone number, I'm located in Delaware. My phone number is 302-507-7898. I also have a website. The name of my company is Dawning Light Coaching. My website is www.dawninglightcoaching.com. I can also be reached by email at Michelle, with two L's, at dawninglightcoaching.com.
All right, terrific. You know, this has been great, Michelle. I really have enjoyed this, and thank you so much for sharing yourself. You know, this message of faith, rebirth, and forgiveness is so important. And I love your story in the book. I know that people are going to want to read that, especially anybody, well, really anybody, but those people who might be having some kind of self-esteem issues or lack of faith issues, they're going to want to read your story. So thank you so much for being a part of this whole project, Michelle. I so appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sue, for having me. I'm really proud to be a part of this project. Thank you.
Awesome. And listeners, thank you, too, for being a part of this, because as you know, it's about collective consciousness, how we all share in this information together and share in this beauty of life together. This is how we can now take this out into the world and put it in our hearts, take it out into the world, and share it with other people, too. So thank you for doing your part to, you know, embrace your own power and empowerment within your own life and share that with other people to help empower them in their lives as well. Be sure to buy this book on March 20th. Like I said, you are readers, and I know you want to buy this book on March 20th, and then you'll receive lots of gifts from our partners and authors as well. So March 20th, we will send a link to you in that email that you signed up with to listen to this summit. And in the meantime, continue to listen to these interviews. There is a wealth of information and knowledge and inspiration and motivation and empowerment here for you. So be sure to listen to all of these interviews. Continue to be empowered and feel empowered in your own life. And everyone have a beautiful, wonderful day. Bye for now.